The Chemical Reporter.
Welcome back. This is Jeff again, your Chemical Reporter. Our current question is from Thomas in Geraberg, Germany. He would like to know, what happens to film when it is developed? Nowadays, most of us have a digital camera. In this case, you wouldn't even ask such a question. You just print out the pictures. Developing pictures through classic photography is a bit more complicated, yet very interesting from a chemical point of view. So, let's go on a chemical photo safari and have a look at good old picture taking by putting a black and white film into a camera. One, two, three, say cheese! The word photography originates in the Greek language and means to draw with light. When you take a picture, you allow the light that is reflected by an object to shine through the lens, into the camera, and onto the photofilm. This film strip contains tiny, photosensitive crystals made of silver halide, embedded in a thin layer of gelatin. The crystals release a chemical reaction on those spots where the light hits the film. They turn into metallic silver and turn black. In the light areas of the picture you have taken, many crystals turn dark, and in the dark areas, only a few. This means that when the camera's shutter closes, all the light information pertaining to the picture is stored on the film. Then off to the darkroom where, in the darkness, you can safely take the film out of the camera. Huh? So what? There's nothing on the film. Not because it is so dark, but because the silver molecules that were exposed to light are now merely small so-called granules or crystallization seeds on the film. You could say this is a hidden or latent picture. To make this hidden picture visible, you must develop the film strip. This takes several steps. First is the development bath. Here is where the silver crystal seeds are encouraged to grow and blossom, so to speak. The picture slowly takes on its form or contours. Then the film strip takes a so-called stop bath. The development process is concluded in a solution consisting of vinegar or lemon acid. If you wouldn't do this, the crystal seeds would continue to grow and the entire picture would turn black. Still, even after the second bath, the picture is not yet ready for light. The next ray of light would turn the film strip entirely black. There are still the silver halide crystals in the film that are not to be exposed to light. They have to disappear. Therefore, you must put the film strip into a fixing bath made of sodium thiosulfate. The overexposed crystals dissolve at the same time and then can be rinsed away with water. Now, you let it dry quickly and there you have your photostable negative, from which you can develop as many photographic prints on photo paper as you like. It is quite a long way from taking a picture to placing it in a photo album. Well, in the age of digital cameras, this method seems to be a thing of the past. However, for photographers who like to develop black and white pictures for themselves, it is still a unique experience in the true art of photography. But you don't always need a picture. After all, a good podcast can also create viable images. Speaking of images, the paparazzi are banging down my door. So listen up again next week. This is Jeff, your chemical reporter, saying ciao for now.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.